They say March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. But this particular March came in like a lioness and is going out like a lion. But thankfully, spring is springing. Everyone was hoping the Messiah would come like a lion. God's people were being strangled by Rome's iron fist. They were careful not to speak against Rome because they might lose their land and their life. They lived in fear, waiting for someone with military might to send Rome fleeing. They were tired of burgundy and gold on every corner, but no lion came. A few roared, but Rome silenced them and their roar. And then something happened. On a starry night in Bethlehem, a rumor began to spread about a young couple from Nazareth who gave birth to a baby boy. You sure it was Nazareth? Nothing but trouble ever comes from Nazareth. Positive. Shepherds saw a Nazareth high tassel hanging from the rearview mirror. Without fanfare or applause, God had come to our world to a blue-collar newlywed couple from a one-lantern town. The only people who knew he was here were third-shift shepherds with front-row seats for heaven's one-stop choir tour. The world really wanted a lion, but they really needed a lamb. Hello, everyone. You are listening to LJ Harry, and you're listening to week 14 of Simplify. He taught us to turn the other cheek and go the second mile, love our neighbor as ourselves, pray for those who persecute us. He wasn't the Messiah they wanted, but he was the Messiah we needed. But fast forward a few chapters and you can feel searing hatred. The religious weren't fans at all, so they set out to silence him. They accused him of heinous crimes against God, capital crimes. When he was questioned, this was his chance to roar and prove he was right and they were wrong. Go ahead, Jesus. Show your teeth. Point out your innocence and their guilt. You can tell them everything they've ever done. Let them feel the sting of your claws. All you've got to do is roar. But Jesus opened not his mouth, because he knew if he lives, we die. But if he dies, we can live. Even while he hung on the cross, suspended between heaven and earth, he was silent. It didn't have to end that way. He could have roared and thousands of angels would have come down, pulled him off the cross, and left everyone wondering where the Messiah on the middle cross went. All he had to do was roar. In one of the few times he opened his mouth, he forgave a thief. In fact, he forgave everyone who crucified him, but he never spoke to defend himself or to curse those who crucified him. Each time he spoke, he sounded like a lamb. But when he spoke the last time, he roared. It is finished. Hell trembled, the earth quaked, stones split, graves open. Even the mid-afternoon sun hid its face. The veil in the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. A heathen soldier looked up at the cross and down at life-giving blood that soaked the ground and said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." When he roared, "It is finished," the reign of terror that sin and death had held over us for thousands of years was finally finished, because a greater than sin was here. A greater than death was here. And in just 3 short days, he would prove a greater than the grave was here. Every Easter, we worship the God who came into this world like a lamb and went out of this world like a lion. And the next time we see him, he'll descend from heaven with a roar so powerful, gravity and the grave will both bow their knees, and we'll go to heaven to be with the one who came to earth to be with us. Would you please pray with me? God, you are the Almighty God. There is nothing you cannot do. You laid down your own life and picked it up again. Help us today to live in the power of your resurrection. Help us to live in the power of your Spirit and look forward to that day when you come back for us. We are grateful for your first coming and excited about your second. May we live this day looking forward to that day. Even so, come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope everybody is staying healthy and safe during this quarantine time. I am here in Ohio, and we have a shelter-in-place order in place, which basically means unless we have to go out for essential groceries or medicine or other essentials, then we need to stay here at home. I want to commend especially the United Pentecostal Church. I've seen so many devotions, even services. There's a church I know that has been having revival services by having music from one particular singer or artist and then having a speaker or preacher just share a devotion from their living room or from their den or office at home. It's been wonderful to see how much faith is growing from home, and certainly to see how many people are in church, whether or not they're in a church building or sanctuary. There's certainly been in church by way of online services more so than ever before. So the gospel is going out to more places and more people than ever before. I thank God that the church is still using this time to get the gospel out there. I was looking at our listeners to simplify, and I thank you for listening literally from all over the world. And I want to encourage you, if you know somebody, especially in a region of the world that is going through this and is getting hit pretty hard, please let them know about Simplify. Share this with them on social media or some other means, maybe as a way of encouraging them. This certainly could be one of many devotionals in their devotional life. So I wanted to thank those who are listening around the world and encourage you to share with others around the world what God is doing for you and what God is doing through Simplify. If you would like a copy of Simplify, you can order that at PentecostalPublishing.com, or you could also order it through Amazon. Just look for Simplify by L.J. Harry, and you can pick that up. If you would like a copy signed, you can go to our website, vernonchurch.org/simplify, and I will happily sign and send you a copy of the devotional. I once again appreciate your support and encourage you to continue to pray for God to protect us during this crisis, heal us for those who have been diagnosed and infected with this virus, then also give our leaders wisdom to know how to handle it, and then also the church to know how to have revival in the middle of this and at the end of it when it's all over with, and this is just a really strange memory that the lessons we have learned and the disciplines we have established during this time, we would continue those for the rest of time. Next week is week 15 in our year, and I want to tell you about the most misunderstood man in the Bible. It's my opinion, but I think I could make a pretty strong case, and I'm going to do my best to do that next week. I look forward to that, and always look forward to walking closer with Jesus as we walk through Simplify.